students, welcome to the first podcast information session for general orientation to research proposal writing. My name is Dr. Masabata Rangora Maidi. I'm your primary lecturer for both master's and doctoral research writing modules. That is MPEDU 91 and CPEDU 01 respectively. In this first podcast, I will share with you the what, why, and how of research proposal. What is a research proposal? A research proposal is just that, what you propose to research into. Research starts with a problem identification and ends with a problem solution. A completed research proposal is a working document on the way to the development of a thesis or a dissertation, and therefore the quality of your thesis or dissertation will be very much influenced by the quality of your proposal. Research proposal conveys the plan of the entire research work along with justification of conducting it. It is a step-by-step process of planning and giving structure to the research to be undertaken. A research proposal is like the blueprint which the architect designs before the construction of a house. The what of the research proposal will therefore indicate the following. Your intended research title. The title should be clear, concise, and reflect the content of your proposed study. Introduction and background context of the envisaged research. This section will include the statement of the research problem or description of research problem. The statement of research problem briefly indicates the existing knowledge gap that your research is intended to fill. Giving an accurate outline of the central problem of your research. It is a summary of your research aims and objectives, including broad research questions and sub-questions to be answered by the study. Specifying limitation and or delimitations of the proposed study. That is, what is within and outside the scope of your proposed study, and explain why. Research of pertinent literature. Here we include the historic and current state of research in your field. By addressing the relevant literature, you will place your research into its context and clarify what problem the proposed study will be attempting to address, basing yourself on the existing literature. Theoretical frameworks or philosophical frameworks. It should be clear what paradigm you are working within, what theoretical perspectives, what philosophical perspectives you are making or questioning. You need to offer a justification for the adoption of the particular framework that will underpin your study. This needs to be supported by the literature. The why of the research proposal is the next step in the research proposal. The why of proposal will indicate why you undertake the study. In short, this section will include the following subsections. Justification or rationale of the proposed study. It is important that your proposal should state clearly why there is a problem that needs to be addressed. You'll have to show that the proposed study will fill a gap in the current research by referring to the literature in the field. It should be quite evident where your envisaged study fits in the overall context of this issue in your field. Research significance or contribution. Here you have to state clearly why your proposed research is important, what the benefits will be, and how your study will contribute to knowledge in your field. This may include changes in the current practice, for instance, or a new perspective on an old issue, or other benefits to stakeholders in education. You will have to explicitly indicate why it is significant and how it advances understanding of the issues under discussion. The last critical component of your proposal will indicate the how of your research, that is, how you will conduct your study. How will you collect data? How will you design your proposed study, and why? How will the data be coded and analyzed? This section sets out the mechanisms you will use for conducting your research, the sort of data you will need to answer your research questions, and the details of how this is achieved in practice. State clearly how you plan to conduct your research. What methodology are you going to use? Why? What information will you need to gather? Will this data be applicable to your research questions? Who and what will you use as your data source? How will you collect data or construct experiments? How will the data be analyzed? Will you need ethics approval or clearance for collecting data? That is, would you need ethical clearance? Ethical clearance. It is appropriate that in the proposal you acknowledge any potential ethical challenges. Everyone intending to do research involving people or animals should thoroughly be familiar and show understanding of the implications of ethical concepts such as risk, not intention to harm, informed consent, and the right to withdraw, adhering to the formal ethical issues of the host institution at which the research will be undertaken, and above all, act ethically. Plan and timelines. Your proposal should conclude with a plan showing the estimated timelines for the proposed study. It is recognized that such a plan cannot be fixed or imprinted on stone. What is important is that such a plan should be included as evidence, indicating what you are aware of. Such a plan is often the in-point form, showing the critical phases of the study and when they will occur. References and referencing. The proposal should cite research material that supports your study. Any text referred to or quoted from in the proposal needs to be listed and attached as an appendix. Formatting your references should follow the standard method recommended by UNISA. Find out from my UNISA what reference styles is acceptable. Let's recap on the what, why, and how of research proposal. That a research proposal is what you propose to research into. What is the problem the study will address? What is the proposed researcher's aims and objectives? What are broad research questions and sub-questions to be answered by your study? What is the justification of undertaking this study? What are the foreseeable limitations of the proposed study? What is the scope or limitations of the proposed study? What paradigm are you working within and why? What philosophical and theoretical perspectives you are making or questioning in your study? Why there is a problem that needs to be addressed, that is justification and rationale. Why the envisaged research is significant and assumed to make a substantive contribution. Why do you think it advances understanding of an issue, and how? How will you collect data? How will you design your proposed study and why? How will the data be quoted and analyzed? I trust that you have found this podcast series helpful in your preparation for writing your research proposal. Your comments and questions for this podcast should be posted in your blog on my UNISA, MPEDU91 and DPEDU01 course site. You will find instructions on how to create your own blog on the course site. In the next podcast in the series, I will give a detailed discussion of each component of a research proposal. Thank you.